This is Weekly Outlook for February 25th, 2013. The USDA presented projections for the 2013 U.S. marketing year for corn and soybeans at the Ag Outlook Forum on February 22nd. Under the assumption of normal spring and summer weather, the projections for both crops reflect expectations of much larger U.S. production, increased consumption, larger year-ending stocks, and lower prices than experienced during the current year. For corn, USDA expects planted acreage at 96.5 million, only slightly less than the large acreage of 2012. The acreage projection is lower than most private projections, as it assumes some decline in total crop acreage, but the projection captures the general expectations of large corn acreage. Almost regardless of planted acreage, acreage harvested for corn, grain, is expected to be larger than harvested in 2012 due to fewer abandoned acres. Based on a model estimated over the period 1988 through 2012, the USDA projects the U.S. average corn yield at 163.6 bushels. The projection assumes normal planting progress, no extreme June dryness, and average summer weather. The forecast is higher than most other forecasts, including ours. Our analysis points to a yield near 160 bushels. A record large corn crop near the USDA projection of 14.5 billion bushels is, however, consistent with our expectation. The projection of a very modest increase in corn used for ethanol and larger exports are also consistent with our expectations. The USDA projects a sharp increase in feed and residual use of corn to a six-year high of 5.4 billion bushels. The projection assumes an increase in livestock production, a more favorable wheat-to-corn price ratio, and an increase in residual or unexplained use of corn due to the large size of the crop. The forecast does exceed our projection. Even with that large forecast, however, year-ending stocks as a percentage of consumption are projected at a seven-year high of 16.7%. The marketing year average farm price is projected at $4.80, down from the $7.20 expected this year. That projection of $4.80 also includes the expectations of substantial pre-harvest sales at much higher prices. For soybeans, the USDA projects planted and harvested acreage to increase by a very modest 300,000 and 500,000 acres respectively. Based on a model similar to the one used for corn, the U.S. average yield is projected at 44.5 bushels, resulting in a crop of 3.4 billion. Using a longer time period and a different weather model, our expectation would be for an average yield of 43.8 bushels and a crop just over 3.35 billion bushels. Like corn, consumption of U.S. soybeans is expected to increase during the 2013 marketing year, even with increased competition in the world market from the much larger South American crop. Larger consumption would stem from lower prices and continued strong soybean demand from China. The weakest demand segment is expected to be soybean oil exports, resulting from continued high prices and from increased competition from South American soybean oil and from palm oil. That weakness is expected to be only partially offset by an increase in domestic soybean oil consumption for biodiesel production. The 300 million pound or 6% increase projected, however, seems modest in light of the advanced biofuels mandate and the reinstatement of the biodiesel tax credit. Year-ending stocks of soybeans are projected to increase from 125 million bushels this year to 250 million next year. The average farm price is expected to decline from $14.30 this year to $10.50 next year. The early USDA projections for 2013 marketing year are well-reasoned and represent a useful starting point. Our projections differ only slightly. Larger year-ending stocks and a marketing year average farm price near $4.50 for corn may result from a crop of 14.5 billion bushels. Producers appear to have been reluctant to take advantage of the high pre-harvest prices available early in the year. In contrast, our expectations would be for a slightly smaller soybean crop, stronger domestic soybean oil demand, and a marketing year average farm price near $11.